Got an itch? Cough? Pain? The doctor is in. Dr. Michael Smith answers your questions. You can ask by emailing your question or going to the Healthy Talk page on RadioMD.com. Listen, learn, and live a better life. And send questions. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com.
All right, let's get started with the questions. I'm kind of laughing at myself here because my printer wasn't working. And so I had to quickly write down the questions for today. And I definitely have doctor's writing. So we'll see if I can. I'm looking at the first one and I'm trying to figure out a couple words. So we'll get through it, though. The first question for Ask Dr. Mike. All right, here we go. Is it true that... Oh, okay, I know what this is. Is it true that a simple saline, that's what it is, simple saline wash works for a runny nose? Is it true that a simple saline wash works for a runny nose? This is easy. Yes. There's not much else to say. Yes. Here's how it works. So the salt in the saline, when you squirt it into your nasal cavity, that'll go up into the sinuses, the maxillary sinuses, which are kind of under your eye, even into the frontal sinus, which is between the eyes. So it all gets up there. The salt draws out the fluid, the excess fluid, in the mucosal cells lining the sinuses. Sinus pressure, sinus, what people refer to as sinus headaches, all that kind of stuff, is because the mucosal cells are just engorged because either they're fighting an infection, an allergy, whatever it is. And so you want to draw that fluid out. And salt is a great way to draw fluid out. Water goes to where salt is. So when you have a salt solution, you squirt it up on in there, it draws out the fluid from those cells and it works well. The great thing about saline solutions too is you can use them as much as you want. I mean there's no, it's just salt water. I mean there's no worry about it. It's easy to do. Some people make their own. I know there's formulas out there, four parts water, one part salt. That seems like awfully high, but I saw that somewhere online. Six parts water, one part. I mean, there's different. I would just buy it. I get one that's, you can go to your CVS, Walgreens, whatever. They're all over the place. Just basic saline. All it should say is saline solution on the back. That's the ingredient. And they know how to formulate it. I worry that sometimes it's not going to be enough salt, but I really worry too much salt, which can burn a little bit. So, yeah. No, simple saline solutions work great. Oh, I use, by the way, so moving, when I moved to South Florida 8 years ago, okay, almost 8 years ago, I came to work for Life Extension, and I came to South Florida. It was during the spring, and I was having, a horrible, horrible time with allergies. I don't mean to be gross, but I got to tell you, it is what it is. I mean, my nose would start running literally like a faucet out of nowhere. I could be doing a lecture, because that's what I do for the fun. I mean, I could be literally doing a lecture in front of a bunch of people, and all of a sudden, I'm like, snot just flowing out. And lots of sneezing attacks. So I did a combination. I cleared it all out with saline solutions, and then I did a combination with curcumin. Yeah, curcumin, and then I add a little bit of quercetin. So saline solution, curcumin, because it brings down inflammation, and then quercetin, which is found in the rind of, it's a type of compound found in the rind of citrus fruit. That compound has been shown to be just as effective as, some of the antihistamines that people use. So saline, curcumin, and the quercetin, and it works great. I for the most part, it controls my allergies here significantly. I mean, and very rarely do I have issues. I definitely don't run like a faucet anymore, which is awesome. Okay, yeah, go for it. Simple saline solution, I do like it. Number two, I told you I wrote these, so give me a second. When should I be concerned about dry skin and see my doctor? Oh, good question. I think that's coming from this time of the year, winter months. We see a lot of winter dandruff, dry skin, that kind of stuff. So that's probably where this question is coming from. So let's think about this. Well, okay. If I think back to my medical school years, this is what I was taught about. I'm not a dermatologist by any means. I'm internal medicine and radiology. If it's wet, dry it. If it's dry, wet it. So I'm assuming you have dry skin. You've tried different creams, moisturizers, whatever, to wet it. So, and that's about all I know when it comes to dermatology. But I will tell you, I know there are some signs that I personally would look for. You know, in internal medicine, if you came with any persistent dry skin, if it was patch-like and covered different parts of the body, you definitely want to get that checked. Sudden onset. You know, most people that deal with winter dry skin, winter dandruff, I mean, it's something they deal with. It's not anything new to them. It just gets worse maybe during the winter months, or it always comes on every winter, you know. So if all of a sudden you've never had to deal with dry skin before, and all of a sudden you get a patch of dry skin out of nowhere, yeah, I'd probably go get that checked. Or if you have dry skin a lot this time of the year and it really starts to itch, so if there's some sort of change in it, maybe the dry patchy area grows a little bit, it gets a little more red, maybe it begins to itch, definitely go see your doctor. If it becomes swollen, if like a sore forms within the patch of the dry skin, if it oozes at all, definitely go see your doctor. And I don't know if you have to go right to the specialist or dermatologist for these things. I think, you know, a good family practitioner, you know, general practitioner could handle this and would know when to send you on to the dermatologist. And, you know, if you have a lot of dry skin and you have any other, you know, diseases, you know, chronic diseases, diabetes, poor circulation, and all of a sudden you got patches of dry skin and, you know, say your extremities or something, that could be nerve issues, get a worsening vasculature. So I think those would also be checked as well. So did you write those down? Because I was just talking off the cuff. If there's changes, oozing, redness, if the itchiness comes on real quickly, if you've never had it before and all of a sudden you have a dry skin patch, if it's all over the place, and of course if you're diabetic or have poor circulation. So those would be reasons to go see your doctor for dry skin. Okay, not so bad for someone who really did not enjoy dermatology in any way, shape, or form. Okay, if it's wet, dry it. If it's dry, wet it. And you just passed Dermatology 101 by Dr. Mike. All right, I recently read that a new form of rice bran is treating cancers. Have you heard of this? This must be, yes. Yes, because we have a very active oncology group here at Life Extension. We have some oncology health advisors. Our founder, Bill Falloon, focuses a lot on prostate cancer. So, yeah, we are following this. So, it's a form of rice bran called enzymatically modified. And if you look at a piece of rice, the white rice is in the middle and it's covered by a hull, H-U-L-L. There are fibers in that, and when you extract those fibers out, and there is a specific one that I don't remember. But you take these fibers out of the hull, and you put them in a petri dish, and you add enzymes from shiitake mushroom. The shiitake mushroom enzymes breaks up the fibers into these small pieces, and you ingest them. And that's enzymatically modified rice bran. When you do that, those chopped up fibers stimulate a type of cell that I've talked about before on this show called a natural killer cell. Natural killer cells are your patrol cells. And as we get older and chronic diseases, they go down. So you're more susceptible to infections and cancers and cancer spread, that kind of stuff. So increasing natural killer cell activity is a focus of cancer research. As a matter of fact, there was liver cancer patients who were given this, and they did a lot better. They survived a lot longer than control groups. So that's the modified rice bran. So, yes, we're interested, and we're going to do some more research here at Life Extension. So there you go. Ask Dr. Mike. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.